Nearly 800,000 travelers will go through Seattle-Tacoma International Airport this week, and all those travelers mean a lot of lost items. So what happens to all that lost stuff? KUOW's Kate Walters visited the SeaTac Lost and Found office to find out.
Shelves are piled high with lost belongings. Carry-on bags sit in rows. Neck pillows create soft mountains. Misplaced toys lie forgotten in plastic tubs.
We have watches, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, rings, prescription glasses, sunglasses.
That's Vita Hernandez, manager at the SeaTac Lost and Found office. It's located down a narrow hallway on the mezzanine level of the main terminal, and it's where all the lost items at the airport end up.
Water bottles are very popular.
I'm seeing over here something that's wrapped up in what looks like a blanket. What is this?
It looks like a painting of a cow.
And as far as lost items go, Hernandez says a rainbow-coloured painting of a cow isn't even that weird.
We've seen prosthetic eye, teeth, bullets, human ashes.
No matter how odd it is, every item that comes to the office is tagged and logged into a database. Then it's checked against incoming reports of lost items and given to a team member to track down the owner. Sometimes it's easy, a name and email address on a carry-on bag. But some items require more sleuthing, and Hernandez and her team can get quite creative. They'll use prescription medication to find an owner through their pharmacy, or they might turn to Google or Facebook to track someone down. Khalid Bilali is a new member of the Lost and Found team. He runs me through the item he's researching.
So we got this laptop that came in, and just immediately, you know, when we get laptops, we typically, we open it up, see if it has a password, and if it's not password protected, you know, we have a look around. We don't, you know, we try not to be too intrusive, but see if we can find any kind of contact information.
Bilali's in luck. This laptop isn't password protected. And after poking around for a bit, he finds a CV in one of the folders. The owner's name, number, and email address are right at the top.
I'm going to send her an email talking about, our office hours, that we have an item of hers, and hopefully she'll get back to us.
The Lost and Found office gets up to 25,000 items every year, and Hernandez, the office manager, says some of those items are lost on purpose. Not too long ago, the office had a plastic bag full of credit cards and IDs turned in. Hernandez says the guy who brought it to them seemed a little off.
Like, he was a little too comfortable. Usually when people find something, they're excited to tell the story about how they found it. But he's very relaxed, and I did suspect a little bit by his body language that this could be something different.
Later on, a woman came to claim the bag of credit cards. That's when Hernandez noticed the same guy who had dropped it off standing down the hall. She had her team call the police.
They ended up arresting the couple for some kind of federal fraud crime because apparently they had been stealing out of mailboxes and they needed somewhere to store the bag.
Hernandez says it's not that unusual that people try to use Lost and Found as a way to store things. But most of the losing is legit, and her team manages to return about 40% of the items that come to them each month. The ones they can't are handed over to airport police, donated or destroyed. Hernandez has learned a lot working at Lost and Found. For one thing, she now knows how to avoid losing things when she's traveling. To start with, she labels everything.
Even carry-on items are labeled. I place all of my jewelry and things in a plastic bag or in my carry-on and put them on after. Those things are often taken off and forgotten at the checkpoint. All of my shoes that I pack inside my luggage are tied together because often one shoe will fall out. So that's the basics.
Tips to travel by this holiday weekend. And if you've lost a cowhead painting, Hernandez would love to hear from you. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.